就 what you want， 就 what you want。
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles per hour, back after winter break, which seems like it was long ago at this point, but we're back. This is our new time. We were usually Tuesdays, but now we're Mondays. Amanda is stuck in class, but she'll be here soon, and I'm here with two lovely trainees.
Hi guys, we're 88 MPH and we just listened to Juno, Life Without Buildings, Breather by Chapter House, The Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast, and Don't Send My Love by Film School. We're going to start playing some more now, so please enjoy.
Might as well sit to my feet.
That was White Plains by John Vanderslice. And now we're all going to be playing Overrated, Underrated. I guess a game that's common on this show.
All right. Yeah. So, not that I usually ever put a lot of time into thinking of these. Usually Amanda and I are just like, okay, we need to come up with something fast. What? I guess in the theme of Valentine's Day, which is on Thursday, maybe this is cheesy, but is receiving like a box of chocolates overrated or underrated? Like, is that something you'd be psyched about, or would you be like, oh, like it's just chocolate, cool, okay?
I have to say, I think underrated, because I feel like it's all about the thought, and chocolate doesn't scream like thoughtful to me, but yeah.
I'm gonna also say overrated, but add in my own flowers are really underrated, because having something that's alive is so cute. I bought myself flowers 2 weeks ago, and it was like the best 3 days ever that they were alive for.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tag on to that buying yourself flowers in and of itself, underrated, makes you feel good. And they're sitting, you know, something great, especially in the winter, mm-hmm. when everything's dead outside, it's nice to have a little something going on.
Really good.
Agreed. All right, that's all I've got.
We can try and think.
It can really be anything.
Do you have one?
I'm trying. Okay. Well, actually, no. Underrated, overrated, the Super Bowl.
That's a good one. Overrated. But it's definitely changed how I feel about it being in college versus when I was younger. I kind of like loved it for the commercials, but also resented it the morning after because I'd be so sleepy. But like this year, I kind of just like thought it was fun because it was like something everyone knew about that was happening. And so you can just enjoy that it's like a holiday that's kind of BS.
Yeah, unspoken holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Fair points. I'm gonna go with overrated. Not really my thing, but I think the worst part is that I ended up watching just like the second half of it this year, and like once I'm sitting there in front of the TV, you know, like I can get into it. I'm like, oh, you know, which hurts me a little bit inside, but I think it's also funny like being in a city where people love the Super Bowl, you know, like Boston loves the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So
I'm from Los Angeles, and the whole day we were talking to people, and we were like, so are you watching the Rams game later? And everyone got so mad.
Yeah, we'd had that going for actually a few weeks.
Yeah,
going up to it, we'd just ask like when the game was for whatever team was playing the Patriots to find out what team that was
and say the opposite.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably an unpopular opinion.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Do you have any other ones? I really need to brainstorm this.
I know, it's tough sometimes. Gosh, I don't know.
Oh, I have one. Mm. Underrated, overrated, AirPods.
Oh, good one. As a non-user, I'm gonna say overrated. Mm. Because I run around with headphones in all the time, and I lose them all the time, but I also find them, and it's like exciting.
All the time.
They're in random jacket pockets, backpacks I forgot I had. And like people don't have that pleasure with AirPods because they tend to know where they are.
It's true. That is a hidden pleasure.
I also, as a non-user, I don't remember the last time I even used like earbuds.
Oh.
Really?
Do you use
over the ear? Over the ear.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's probably high quality sound compared to what I have with the one ear working buds.
We're living in black and white.
Yeah, so I appreciate like the Bluetooth thing. I think that's cool, but I also, I don't know, I'm not quite into it.
Yeah, well, as a user, I'm gonna have to be neutral because I really switch off between AirPods and earbuds because sometimes, I mean, going to the gym, it's undisputedly better with AirPods.
Really? You don't feel like they're going to fall out of your ears?
Well, it's happened a couple times where I'll drop it on the treadmill and it'll across the room, which is always embarrassing. But, like, if you're ever, like, doing anything, like, lifting some weights, it's good to be, like, wire-free, but...
I agree.
Okay, I have one.
Good.
I hate to make things academic, but...
I hate to do it.
Overrated, underrated, 3 hours, once a week classes.
Oh. Overrated. I had... I think the only time I had one was last year, and it was, like, Monday nights or something. Like, six to... not like it was just a long class and it was in a room with no windows and we were all crammed in this like tiny little room and it just felt like it dragged on forever and ever. And maybe I would have felt differently if it was during the day or there was sunshine, you know, but yeah. No, I hated it.
I'm gonna say underrated because I have 3 hour night classes twice a week and like it really sucks when you're in it, like really bad, but after, it's less like you have no class for the rest of the week, and I don't know. I don't really have that much homework, so it's just more of a time commitment. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
I'm also gonna say underrated. Right now, I'm rocking the 2-3 hour once a week classes in my schedule situation, and both of them only cause me stress like in the hours leading up to them because I push off all the work all week, and like that's the worst. But I get the motivation to dig deep and just do it because for the rest of the week I don't think about it at all.
Mm-hmm. That is nice. I guess to compartmentalize it into like that day and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, more tunes.
Music.
Thank you. All right, that was Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter. And before that, we heard Four Teeth by True Widow. And now, for a wonderful PSA about
walking.
Although
other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
This is a public service message from WMFO Medford.
Awesome. Thank you for that wonderful PSA. Back to the music.
Seems so terrible. The time it didn't seem like much. All the months and miles in between us. And it's terrible. Someone that I've never seen, and she's perfect. Save a place in your mind. I'm getting good at. In your mind.
right. That was Boys Got to Go by Bronco. Before that, we heard Dream to Make Believe by Amour for Sleep. Before that, Terrible/Perfect by Built to Spill. And now...
This is 88 miles per hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nailed it. That was awesome. All right, so we got 5 minutes left. I think we've got one more song for you, and then we're going to hand it on over, and we'll be here again next week. Awesome.
Yeah.